Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And who else I have on the line?
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie, good evening.
Good evening.
Missed you last week.
Oh, miss y'all too.
Okay, Mom, you want to go ahead and start reading in Exodus while we wait for others to join?
Okay, Exodus 16, starting at the 13th verse. And it came to pass that at Ephraim the and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew they ground about the host. And when the dew they laid was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the core falls on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord have given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, gave of every man according to his eating, omit every man according to the number of your person, take ye every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And there they did meet it with an omer. He that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, that some left off it until the morning. And it bred worms and stink. And Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun woke back hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread to omit for one man. And all the rule of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord had said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see that ye will set, and that remnant over lay up for you to be kept until morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade. And it didn't stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it thou shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for together, and they found none. Amen. I just read you the 16th chapter from the 13th verse to the 27th verse. May the Lord bless the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we had a few callers to join in while you was doing the reading out of Exodus. Let's see here. Auntie Marie? Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And look like I had another caller in here.
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
And Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I will do a roll call, and if I miss anyone, please just let me know. I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Marie. Did I get everyone?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that everyone brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to give you glory and to honor your name. Father God, we ask that you continue to order our steps. Lead and guide us daily. May we be decreased so that you may increase in us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you remove everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared and help us to be doers of your word. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to move right along here, and we had another caller to join in. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. You feeling okay?
Not really. But I'm listening in.
Okay.
Cause I can't hardly talk. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Okay. I'm going to start off and share. If not, just say pass. I will start with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read from the Workers. It said, the role of faith in answering prayers. The Bible speaks to us in time of suffering. It takes faith in God to keep talking to him and expect a response. It takes a strong faith to be direct with God, knowing that he will not destroy you, but rather will hear you and help you. Even words of doubt expressed to God become statements of faith because they are addressed to the right person. In Matthew chapter 9, we observe how Jesus responded to both words and acts of faith. In verse 1 through 8, men brought a man's puzzle lying on his bed before Jesus in a crowded room. It is significant to know here that Jesus responds to the faith of the men who brought the man who was sick. Jesus not only forgave his sin, but also healed his body. Here Jesus demonstrates that no one is excluded from his love and care. He has power to heal physical and spiritual affliction. In the next example, in verse 27 through 31, involved two blind men who was crying out to Jesus for mercy two times. And both answered yes when Jesus questioned whether they believed he healed them. Please note that this time Jesus healed them according to their faith. As Christians, we have Jesus as our model. Therefore, we are required to respond to the needs of those around us with word and action that point towards Jesus who died for us all. We have learned of Jesus' authority and power over sin and affliction. It is our joy and privilege to share the good news with others. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And that would take me to Daddy. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I will read it from Psalm 119, number of Psalms, starting at the 169th verse. And it reads, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord, hear me, understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and I shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep, seek thy soul. For I do not forget thy commandment. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Okay, Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Oh.
I will be coming from James, the fourth chapter, starting at the fifth verse. Do you think that the scripture says, in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lust to envy. But he, excuse me, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye doubtful-minded. Be affected and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one to another, brethren, that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy, which are thou. Judge and another, wait, let me get that right. Able to save and destroy, who art thou that judges another? Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was going to read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
Lord, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. And my next reading would be Mom. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, and it said, no more dead end. Have you ever driven down the road only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead end in life and concluded that further efforts are useless? Often life dead end discourage us because they seem to come at times when we have sacrificed and struggled so much, such a long and expected sinning seems so unjust. During a time when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end, the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope through the prophet that God promised that a branch would grow from a tree that had been cut down to the root. He promised a king from the lineage of David at a time when enemies had all but wiped out the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his message of hope, life, and grace, would come from the remnant of a defeated, untrodden, and desolated people. We live in an age when dead end experience such as divorce, unemployment, and lack of education or commonplace, but the promise of extension at a time of extended is characteristic of God. He can bring new hope and life to those who have experienced dead end. God is faithful to his promise, even though it may not be visible. He is often building a connection road beyond the dead end sign. Our challenge is to believe in his promise and wait until he connects the road and changes the dead end to an open way. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read Psalm 100, a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. My next reader would be Auntie Janet. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay, Loretta, I have Havana and her family here. Janet, my granddaughter, is going to read. And then Faith is going to read. I will come after them.
So Janet and Faith? Stacy, okay.
Okay, Jan.
No.
Yes.
Not the one.
Tell me what you're going to read. Come close to what I can hear. Hello.
Good
evening. Hello.
Welcome.
Janet. Okay, I'm going to read the first psalm.
Amen.
Blessed is the one who obeys the law of the Lord. He doesn't follow the advice of evil people. He doesn't make a habit of doing what sinners do. He doesn't join those who make fun of the Lord and his law. Instead, he takes delight in the law of the Lord. He thinks about his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted near a stream of water. It always bears it at the right time. Its leaves don't dry up. Everything godly people do turns out well. Sinful people are not like that at all. They are like straw that the wind blows away. When the Lord judges them, their life will come to an end. Sinners won't have any place among those who are godly. The Lord watches over the lives of those who are godly, but the lives of sinful people will lead to their
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Janet. Stacy is next.
Yes.
Amen.
If you want to do a child's prayer.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. That you have gave me. Thank you for your son that has saved us. We know his name is the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Forgive us of all trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our families. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing too, for teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't know yet. Bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our lives to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Wonderful reading, Stacy. Did you get that out of the little red book?
Yes.
Amen. I remember that prayer. Amen.
Great book.
Amen. Yes, it is. It really is. I love that book. Thank you again, Stacy, for a child's prayer. Who we have next, Havana?
They're going to sing. They're going to come later.
Okay, they're going to come later. Okay.
I was going to excerpt Loretta from Psalm 139.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to obtain. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I will say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me. You saw my unformed body. All the days for me were written in your book, even before I came to be. I have nothing but hatred for those who hate me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Psalms has it today, hands down. Amen. Give praises to the Lord. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay, that takes us to the part of the program where we are recognizing our sick and shut-in and also keeping them in prayer. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are performing in us right now, especially Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Calvin, Ruth Edward, Isaiah, Mario, DeMarcus, Sidaria, Tony, Malachi, Uncle Dave, Uncle Tim, Uncle Oliver, Jessica Smith, Janet Williams, the Moody family, the Norris family, Tally and family, Eddie Tipman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Angela Burns, Charles and Val, Vicky Husman, Brian, Cheryl, LaTanya, Jerry and Terry, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, Carlos and the Wells family, Quentin, Rayco, Lenny and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Franklin family, Angela Patton, Loretta Simmons, Stanley Robertson, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stands in the need of a prayer. Lord, in our heart, we know that you died for us and that you took on all of our sickness. And for that, Father God, we plead the blood over each and every one of us, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We know that there is still power in the blood. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and let it continue to lead us. Give us the strength that we need to continue to move forward with our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we just want to say we believe, we receive, and we thank you for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we're honoring birthdays, and I'm looking at from the week of March 29th through April 4th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Today.
I'm sorry?
Keisha's birthday today. And her anniversary tomorrow. And her anniversary tomorrow.
Amen. Any other birthdays? Okay. Sister Shirley, would you do the honor to sing happy birthday to Keisha's and other birthdays within that week?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Many, many more. Thank you for that song, Sister Shirley. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, praise, testimony, songs, or poems. So I'll just go down the list, and if you have something else to share, please do so at this time. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm still in the workers, the loving the Lord. As I began to see the change of another season of the year, my mind has been dwell immensely on the song, Come We That Love the Lord. As I enter into my quiet time with the Lord, and as I begin my praise service, I invite or invoke the Holy Spirit to be with me, to guide and direct me as I walk with God on this spiritual journey. The road of this life is not easy. Sometimes the road is rough, the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out with Jesus a long time ago, and I made up in my mind that I'm going to make Jesus my choice. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied all my groan. Long as I live, I will hasten to his throne. Yes, I love the Lord because he brought me through many trials and tribulation in my life. Sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. But God, through his infinite wisdom, has picked me up and charged me to run on to see what the end will be. As a result of all the things he has done for me, I can say that I love him more and more as the second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and year go by. But to his merciful kindness, faithfulness, I can say as the summer that everything, I mean everyone that have breath, praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I have a little something, something.
Amen, amen.
First John is 4th chapter 7 through 12. Beloved, amen. Let us love one another, for love is God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. He that loves not knoweth not God. But God is love, and this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might through him. Here is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the perpetrator for our sin. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Janet?
Okay, Loretta is going to do this as a group. Ivana, I'm going to join Ivana and her family, okay?
Yeah,
all right. Right. Amen. Amen.
They're
praise
going
God.
To sing, and I'm going to sing along. Okay.
Amen.
Ivana. A little longer, too.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Y'all said we're going
to. Good evening, everyone. In honor of Palm Sunday, we'll be singing Hosanna. Y'all join in right along with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock of my salvation. There's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. There's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank you for that. Is it Havana and family, Auntie Janet and family? That was great. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. That takes me to Daddy. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
My reading be coming from John, the 19th chapter, and the subject, the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, that stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he says unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciples, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own house. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, says, I thirst. Now there were a set of vessels full of vinegar, and they filled a spoon with vinegar, and put it upon Hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Let's see, Auntie Carrie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, amen. Moving on to Mom. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say I had my great nephew came by. Vivian's son, Daryl Ball, came and visited us and introduced his wife and baby to us today. And he had a good time coming. And I haven't seen them in a long time, so, but anyway, they done grown up and have a family, and I just want to share that with
you. Amen. Another generation. Amen.
I want to read a little bit of Mark. Took time for the pain. We live in a nation that view pain as the enemy. We think of pain as an unnatural. And sometimes it is removed from our lives to avoid the pain. TV commercials tell us to reach for the aspirin. Jesus, however, did not turn from his own pain or the pain of others. During his ministry, those in pain often came to him. The demons possessed, the lepers, the lame, the blind, the woman with the issue of blood. When Jesus encountered them, he stopped and took time for their pain. Jesus can handle the pain in our life when we take time, when we bring it to him in faith. We have a responsibility to take time for the pain. The pain of our friends, our co-workers, and people in general. Every now and then, we must stop and take care of our own pain. To do this, we must face the pain in our lives, admit it will. It may be hard to pay, but when we do, we can begin to work through it. We can live victory over it and not be mastered by it. Track the source of the pain in our lives. Sometimes we need an objective outside observing to pinpoint things that we don't see or won't see in our lives. Finally, we need to grace the pain. This is putting it in proper place. Romans 8:28 suggests that God used pain and tribulation to make things right in our lives. Paul talked about our own thorn in the flesh and how he asked God to remove it 3 times. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9, in an effect, he said, my grace will be with you in your fiery furnace. My grace will help you part the water of your Jordan River. My grace will shut the mouth of the lion in your lion den. My grace will fight your battle and bring down the walls of your Jericho. What kind of pain are you facing in your life today? God is able to give you the strength to make it through. But you got to take time for the pain.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Okay, I will share a poem with you. It's by Gilles LeBlanc, and the title is He Loves Me Most of All. When I begin to feel alone, or when the shadows fall, I talk to Jesus one-on-one. He loves me most of all. When trouble knocks upon my door and tries to stay a while, Jesus comes to shelter me. He brings my heart a smile. Every time I start to cry or feel I can't go on, Jesus holds me in his arm. He keeps my spirit strong. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Okay, that concludes that part of the program, which was sharing what was on our heart. That brings us to the end of our program. But before I move on, I would just like to share a few things. Auntie Marie, will you tell Reverend Allen that we love him? And Stacy and family, if you are able to go back and listen to any other programs that you want to. So if you want to do that or would like to do that, you can give me a call on tomorrow. And we welcome back Auntie Carrie. And I would just like to share that if you were to say a special prayer for Hubert Lowe, which is Mom's son, Mayosi's son, and for Brian Thompson, that's Angela's son, just say a special prayer for them. They both has been labeled as, I think, schizophrenic, I believe. But just say a special prayer for them throughout your week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Malachi also.
Malachi, add him to that special list. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what this prayer line is for, guys. We need to come together and pray for each and every one.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to put on the prayer list Jesse Barner.
Jesse? Okay.
Jesse Barner.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friend would like to thank everyone for joining us, especially our younger generation, for they bring so much joy to the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, remember to put on your full suit of armor for protection from our enemies. Father God, we ask that you bless us coming in and our going out. We ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Remember to put God first in all that you do, for he will never leave you nor forsake you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Amen.
May everyone have a blessed week. Next week will be an open session again.
We have to have a part for next week. We're going to have an open session.
Yeah. Yes, as far as I know, due to some personal situation, we're having to extend the open session again. This is the way I put it. We'll have a program before the end of the year. How about that?
Amen.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Amen.
We're keeping on, keeping on.
Amen. We just can't give up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Happy Easter, everyone. Jesus rose for us. Amen. We love you all. Have a blessed week and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh,
Amen, 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 amen. The Nellis family would like to leave you with this for the week, being that it's fallen into Easter week. To show his love, Jesus died for us. To show our love, we live for him. Amen and good night.